This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined his Treasury counterpart Steve Mnuchin Monday in announcing the restoration of sanctions targeting Iran's oil, banking, and transport sectors.
Our objective is to starve the Iranian regime of the revenue it uses to fund violent and destabilizing activities throughout the Middle East and indeed around the world.
After pulling out of the international nuclear agreement with Tehran in May, the Trump administration is targeting Iran's main sources of revenue to curb its nuclear and missile ambitions and activities in the Middle East. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton, appearing on Fox Business News, said the action involves old and new sanctions.
We're going to have sanctions that even go beyond this. We're not simply going to be content with the level of sanctions that existed under Obama in 2015. More are coming, and even more important, perhaps, is we are actually going to have very strict, very tight enforcement.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani accused the U.S. of targeting ordinary Iranians with an economic war. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the U.S. has had many demands designed to curb Iran's nuclear program but failed to achieve them. He told Parliament U.S. bullying is backfiring, making it more isolated. In Cameroon, gunmen kidnapped nearly 80 children from a school in the west. A local pastor blamed separatist militants. Lalo Lafrique Deben Chofo Adolphe is the Northwest Regional Governor.
Despite what happens here, the state government will not surrender. We are going to make sure the students, the people that were abducted, are brought back to the classrooms.
The abduction occurred before dawn Monday in the city of Bamenda in the English-speaking Northwest. The army has begun searching the area. Anglophone separatists are demanding their own country, accusing the French-speaking majority of discrimination. This is VOA News.